Life in the Fast Lane is produced by Kelly O'Brien and Central Coast Public Radio, KUSP, Santa Cruz.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the 286-horsepower TL Type S with a sport-tuned suspension. Learn more at Acura.com.
You may wonder why there's so little news about alternative fuels for jet aircraft. The reason is that the choices, as of now, are somewhat limited in the face of aircraft design considerations. Today's aircraft have been designed around a kerosene-based fuel called Jet A, which has high energy content per gallon and per pound. So alternative fuels that might directly replace Jet A ideally would have similar characteristics. Well, what about bioethanol, then? It's life in the fast lane. Maybe you can get through all those frequent flyer drink tickets after all. In order to develop enough lift to overcome their loaded weight, aircraft must have low drag, lightweight airframes, and efficient engines and wings. Since much fuel is stored in the wings of an aircraft, fuel tanks as well as fuel should be lightweight. To minimize drag, the surface area of an aircraft, especially the face that it presents to the wind, should be minimized. What about ethanol as an alternative to Jet A? Because ethanol only has 60% of the energy content per gallon of Jet A, an ethanol-fueled airplane would require much larger wings and engines, reducing its fuel efficiency. In fact, an ethanol-fueled jet aircraft would require 25% larger wings in order to carry more fuel, since ethanol contains 40% less energy. 50% larger engines to lift the extra weight of fuel in the larger wings. And it would use 15% more energy on a 500 nautical mile flight and 26% more on a 3,000 nautical mile flight. Synthetic or biojet fuel similar to Jet A will not change the airplane configuration or its fuel efficiency, and it's this design factor that's driving selectivity and the consideration of alternative fuels for jet aircraft. In the next Life in the Fast Lane, we'll look at liquid hydrogen as a jet aircraft fuel. For KUSP, I'm Kelly O'Brien.